Here we go.
And the question you asked going into the bottom of the hour news with Steve Ward of Arizona Pool Water Recycling was the same question we've been getting questions about. Since we published our article in our weekly email newsletter this week, our blog gets published on Tuesday. A link to that blog is included in our newsletter that goes out on Thursday, and we talk about it for an hour on Saturdays. And it's one of those things that's like everything else. How much does it cost? Well, depends. Like you said, have we done this last year and we're working with cleaner water, or has it been 20 years and we've got 10 times more total dissolved solids that we've got to remove? Are we doing a 10,000-gallon pool, or are we doing the Phoenician and we're cleaning 100,000 gallons of pool water? Right. But some averages.
tell me when you do Big Surf, because I'll go the next day.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right. That's the only time you want to go to an amusement park.
I can relate to that. I've kind of ruined it for my kids. Getting into this swimming pool industry has shed a new light on whether I swim in a public pool or jump in a hot tub.
We're asked the question because we're excited about it. We're excited about water and conserving what you can. And the listeners, I'm sure, are all saying, well, why wouldn't you do this?
Right.
Why would you do it the old way? And when I tell people what it costs, they just kind of say, well, yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
So,
it sounds expensive.
Well, we try to cover the vast majority of the pools. So we've talked about average numbers on the show of 13,000 to 15,000. So as a company, we've set forth to say we're going to cover pools up to 20,000 gallons in our base price. And then we're going to have an add-on for that.
Okay.
If it's a large pool, we've done pools that are up in those 100,000-gallon range. That gets to the point where sometimes we might need to talk a little bit more and say, okay, we might be able to trim it a little bit. So if you're an owner of a big pool like that, we'll talk specific numbers at that point. But your average homeowner, if you've got a pool 20,000 gallons or less, you're looking at a price of $5.99. So that's going to cover everything. We're going to come in, do all the work. And in the end, we're going to rebalance it. If you've got a saltwater pool, like I said earlier, that salt is going to be removed. The salt's the only thing that we have to charge additional for if you want our help with that. We're going to charge you the cost of the salt. We're not going to charge you any labor because we're already there. But the average pool at $5.99, up to 20,000 gallons. If you've got a bigger pool, then you're looking at an add-on of roughly $30 per 1,000 gallons over that 20.
And so, it's done overnight. You're not losing the use of the pool.
Right.
You're saving all of that water.
And if you're one of those that swims year-round and you heat your pool, you're not throwing away heated water.
Yeah, for sure.
And so there's a lot of other little things. When you drain a pool, you think of the number, let's go back to that 15,000 gallons. If you look at the average weight of clean water, you're taking 120,000 pounds of water out of your pool.
Okay.
Now, most of the time, we don't get a flex problem with a concrete pool.
The key there, he said, most of the time.
But it only takes once.
And when it happens,
and I'm sure
it's a big event.
It is. You get that flex. If you've got anything that our expansive soil here in Arizona, anything that could cause a problem, if you're going to lift 120,000 pounds out of that vessel, are you going to shift something? I can't answer yes or no. I can say that I've had very few problems doing that, but I can't guarantee it if I drain that pool. But if I'm not going to drain it and I'm going to run it through this RO system, I can guarantee I'm not going to have a problem with popping that pool out. We don't have a lot of water in the ground problems here in the desert, but there are parts of the valley that do have springs. Are you sitting on one?
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I am.
And Steve, you've brought your wife Heather in.
Yes.
And so if homeowners are saying, yeah, I want to engage in this, how would they call Heather and get it scheduled?
Well, our phone number is 480-826-2612. And that is a mobile number. So if you're the kind that likes to text instead of talk, feel free to text that number. But we always enjoy talking to people. So 480-826-2612 once again.
And I just want to mention, how far do y'all travel?
Anywhere you want to pay.
Okay.
I say that candidly because we've actually been out of state with this system. We do cover pretty much the entire Phoenix metro every day. But we've gone into the Tucson metro area. We've been in New Mexico with this. But essentially, if we have to leave the Phoenix metro area, there's a travel fee, obviously. But we try to focus on the Phoenix metro.
So with that said, I wanted to point out to our listeners that do listen on our iHeart affiliate in Tucson and KGVY out of Green Valley that our pool partner in Tucson, Omni Pool Service, has this same truck, trailer.
Yes, so Mike down in Tucson.
If you're looking for this in the Tucson area for your pool, you can reach Omni Pools. You can find them in the contractor, the certified partner search engine under the pool category in Tucson.
And I believe, just to follow up with that, Mike's actually somebody I consider a friend of mine, and he calls himself Tucson Pool Water Recycling at this point. So
that branch of his company. Because you're Arizona Pool Water Recycling.
Yes.
Very descriptive, but your pool maintenance company
is Ward's Pool Service.
So you wouldn't think recycling when you saw Ward's Pool Service.
Right.
So it makes sense to put that second business name on.
Right. No, it's the Tucson area is covered very well with Mike. Give him a call if you're looking for service. If you can't reach him, give us a call. We're happy to make the trip. But Mike and I work with really well with each other in trying to kind of pass off those referrals if we
okay.
can.
So for just under $600 for a 20,000-gallon pool or less, you're going to pull up and park this trailer some evening, set the computer, get it running. It'll run and automatically shut down whenever it's done. The next morning, the pool is water bottle quality water. Your team shows back up and you rebalance it to
right.
swimming pool water.
Right. Yes, we're going to get it back on its feet again. Reverse osmosis water, whether you're drinking a bottle on the counter next to you or whether you're talking about the pool water that we're creating, is going to be low in alkalinity. It's probably going to be low calcium. We actually carry calcium increaser. I'm probably one of the larger purchasers of calcium increaser for a pool in Arizona. And those are the things that we're going to look at. We don't want to leave that water what we would call aggressive. We want to actually rebalance that and kind of buffer it back out. So we do leave it in ready to swim condition. It's turned over better than you could have in a drain and refill.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And how Lisa got on the line, if you'd like to talk to Steve at Arizona Pool Water Recycling and have a question, or like Lisa, sounds like you've had this done at your home.
Yes, I did. I just had a comment. This was the best thing we ever had done. We had Stephen out back in June, and we were literally having to have our tiles cleaned twice a year. We had so much calcium. Stephen came out. He did an amazing job, and it felt like a brand new pool. It was just so soft, and it just felt clean. And it was just amazing service. And so thanks so much, Stephen, by the way.
Oh, Lisa, but, thanks so much for the kind words.
Well, I've got a question for
Absolutely.
You, Lisa. Lisa, yes. How did you even know to call them? How did you know the service was available?
Well, I was on Yelp, and I was just trying to figure out what to do because I really did not want to drain the pool. It was midsummer, and I've heard that it's bad to actually drain the pool midsummer. And we had just had the pool line cleaned about a month out, and it was already building up again. And I'm like, I've got to do something. And so I just started searching online and found about two or three services, and I just vetted them all, and Stephen seemed to be the best, and booked him, and just it was really, really great.
Well, Lisa, thanks for listening, and thanks for taking the time to call in and give Steve the tip of the hat there.
Thanks, Lisa.
Well, thank you all so much. Bye-bye.
And I had a quick question. Lisa, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you had mentioned how the calcium and you don't have to clean the pool tile. What I remember growing up at Mom and Dad's house, we always had to wash our hair with a special thing. And Katie was a swimmer and her hair was constantly green. Does this, because of all the chemicals and everything, do you feel better getting out of the water?
I do, and I actually do skincare, and I have seen the biggest change in my skin, because I would hop in and my skin would get red and itch, and now it's just like pure bottled water. It's so great.
And she's not paid.
She is not. And she paid me to do her rule.
Totally random.
Well, thanks for calling in. Glad you were able to find Steve. Glad it's worked so well for you. If somebody would like to have this service done, again, the phone number?
It's 480-826-2612. And if you'd like to do an email, our website is the name of the business, arizonapoolwaterrecycling.com. And you can send an email to steve@arizonapoolwaterrecycling.com.
Now, you're in the pool category at Rosie on the House. We don't like to break up categories, and we thought if we put a water recycling category, no one would ever find you, but in the pool category, it makes sense. You know, right. A lot of our flooring guys ask us all the time, can you make us a carpet and a tile? And, I'm like, well, then you're breaking down tile, you want ceramic tile, you want travertine tile, you want saltillo tile. No, we just got to keep it all in flooring, and we can do some microfiltering after that, just because if we broke it out into how many requests we have, there'd be so many categories, nobody'd ever find anything.
Exactly.
You'd be trying to filter through 200 keywords instead of 50.
Okay, so Lisa found you on Yelp, so you're obviously active in the social network world, and other users have Yelp reviewed you.
We are mostly active on the Instagram and Facebook. Okay. We try to post what we're doing on those. We're also active in a little shout out to AZ Pool Techs. It's a group of guys. Another comment. We do work with other pool service companies. If you want to have this process done, or if you've got a customer that you don't have a place to drain it and you need an option, we do work with you guys. So we don't encroach on your business. We're here to help you, not take from you. But social media has been a big avenue for everybody, I believe. We post current content. We try to stay open to, obviously, comments, reviews, and things like that. We are not found on some of those Yelp-type places. The only thing outside of what we create for content is here on Rosie on the House.
Okay. Because, I mean, you've been in the pool service business for years, so you make the investment in this new equipment. And, of course, the first thing you do is reach out to all your existing customer base.
Right.
But after that, how do you educate everybody that this is available?
That's the Achilles heel of what we do.
It's
pretty
so
much
new.
It's the rolling billboard that we're dragging down the road that does generate some leads.
Okay.
We've been flagged down and pulled over, and people think we're hauling the water in our trailer. It's just the equipment in the trailer, and we leave the water in your pool.
Okay. Arizona Pool Water Recycling, Steve and Heather, the phone number.
480-826-2612.